Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at local and national politics. I'm Daniela Vidal. Almost a month has passed since Donald Trump won the presidential election. Many Democrats and even some Republicans are still asking, how did this happen? Thomas Frank is the author of Listen Liberal. He offered one answer to that question when he visited the University of Missouri in the days following Trump's victory. KBIA Sarah Kellogg sat down with Frank to talk about his thoughts on the election.
What exactly went wrong for the Democratic Party?
I think there's many, many, many answers to that, from, you know, nominating a candidate who, you know, is not particularly compelling and, in fact, was deeply unpopular, had all this baggage from the 90s, scandals, many scandals. But, I mean, Trump had all that stuff, too. Trump, in fact, was, in my mind, was worse. I mean, the stuff he did, his scandals, his gaffes were worse than hers. And he was, I think, even more disliked than she was. So in the end, it comes down to message. And Trump really caught the mood of the country. There's no doubt about that. People can feel the American way of life receding. And that middle class dream, they know that is outside of their reach now. Okay, so Trump caught that mood. By the way, another man who caught that mood was Obama.
So you talked about Obama in 08, and do you think that, much like Obama, do you think that some of the votes for Trump were mainly because he kind of represented the change candidate, whereas Clinton was very much a status quo?
Well, of course. Her last name is Clinton. She was, you know, her husband's chief advisor for 8 years while he was in the White House. She was Secretary of State under Obama. She was a U.S. Senator from the state of New York. She is this extremely competent professional, as we were told again and again and again. So, yes, she is the ultimate insider, which was exactly what the public did not want. And another thing is, Hillary Clinton not only finds it difficult to reach out to working class people, she doesn't want to reach out to working class people. She has no interest in that sort of traditional Democratic constituency. And that really came back to haunt her.
You talked a lot about meritocracy last night in your lecture. And so what is this fine line between getting qualified people for positions but not having them be just a bunch of Harvard grads?
That's a really good question. So the argument is that the Democratic Party has changed, has evolved slowly over the years from being a party of working people to being a party of the professional class. So the problem is when you have qualified people that act in their own interests as a class rather than in the interests of the country. When they put their friends at Goldman Sachs and their friends at Google or whatever it is, when they put the interests of those guys first ahead of the country. And this is a well-known problem that goes way, way, way back.
So what do these parties have to do now?
What you can say now, someone told this to me yesterday, and I'm making it my official line for the week, is that Trump wrecked both parties, and he ended two political dynasties, the Bushes and the Clintons. And you know, for doing that, I think we all owe Donald Trump some thanks. You know, that's the good side of Donald Trump, that he just smashed the ruling faction in both parties in the same year. That's great. With the Republican Party has, I mean, you know, we can, that's all in the hands of Trump now. And we'll see how he remakes that party. What's going to happen in the Democratic Party is anyone's guess.
That was KBIA's Sarah Kellogg talking to author Thomas Frank. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Daniela Vidal, and thanks for listening.